Welcome to Wrigley Field in Chicago, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the Chicago Cubs. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Pepper Martin. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Hop. Batting third. The first baseman, Ray Sanders. Batting fourth. The catcher, Walker Cooper. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Danny Littlewiller. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Marty Marion. Batting seventh. The third baseman, George Fallon. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Emil Verbin. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mort Cooper. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Mort Cooper. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Stan Heck. Batting second. The shortstop, Roy Hughes. Batting third. The first baseman, Phil Cavaretta. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Nicholson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dom D'Alessandro. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Andy Pafko. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Don Johnson. Batting eighth. The catcher, Paul Gillespie. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Chipman. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Bob Chipman. And now, play ball. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Martin moves to third. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. Martin scores. One out. It's 1-0, Cardinals. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littlewiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littlewiller hits a fly ball into right field. Nicholson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cardinals 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Heck is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heck hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Martin. Heck reaches second base with a double. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Littlewiller, who is chasing the ball. Hughes reaches third base with a triple. Heck scores. It's Cardinals, 1, Cubs, 1. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verbin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Hughes scores. One out. It's 2-1, Cubs. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Hop. Nicholson reaches second base with a double. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro hits a line drive towards short. Marion catches it and throws to second to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon hits a line drive towards first. Cavaretta catches it and steps on first to double up Marion. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Verbin moves to second. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie hits a pop-up towards short. Marion settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Sanders hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Pafko settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0-for-1 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 2. And the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman strikes out. One out. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Hack hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a line drive towards third. Hack reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 0-for-1 in the game. Fallon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Verbin hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fallon moves to second. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Fallon moves to third. Verbin moves to second. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Nicholson. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Nicholson steals second. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0 for 1 in the game. D'Alessandro hits a line drive towards left. Littwiller catches it and throws to second to double up Nicholson. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanders hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 2 in the game. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Hughes scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 0 for 1 in the game. Pafko hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Hop. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Pafko moves to third. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0 for 1 in the game. Gillespie hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cooper settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chipman strikes out. Two outs. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Hack is walked intentionally. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 2 in the game. Littwiller hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marion hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fallon hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooper fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cavaretta. The throw from Cooper and he is safe. Cavaretta steals second. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Nicholson strikes out. One out. Dom D'Alessandro is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. D'Alessandro is 0-for-2 in the game. D'Alessandro is walked intentionally. Andy Pafko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pafko is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Pafko hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fallon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Verbin hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mort Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cooper hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chipman fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Pepper Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Martin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Don Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Fallon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Paul Gillespie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gillespie is 0-for-2 in the game. Gillespie hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sanders scoops it up and throws to first, with Cooper covering, for the out. Two outs. Bob Chipman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chipman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chipman hits a line drive into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Johnny Hop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hop is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hop strikes out. One out. Ray Sanders is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sanders is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sanders hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Walker Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-3 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. D'Alessandro settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Stan Hack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hack is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Hack hits a ball on the ground towards short. Marion scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Hughes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hughes is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got one RBI. Hughes hits a fly ball into left field. Littwiller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Phil Cavaretta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cavaretta is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Cavaretta takes first base on ball 4. Bill Nicholson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nicholson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Nicholson hits a fly ball into center field. Hop settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 2, and the Cardinals 1. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dewey Williams now catching. Danny Littwiller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Littwiller is 0 for 3 in the game. Littwiller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Marty Marion is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marion is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Marion bunts towards first. Cavaretta scoops it up and throws to first, with Johnson covering, for the out. Littwiller moves to second. One out. George Fallon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fallon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fallon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Littwiller moves to third. Two outs. Emil Verbin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verbin is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Verbin takes first base on ball 4. Ken O'Day pinch runs for Emil Verbin. Harry Burchin pinch runs for Ken O'Day. Debs Garms pinch hits for Mort Cooper. Debs Garms is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garms hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Johnson fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 2, and St. Louis Cardinals, 1. Goodbye from Wrigley Field in Chicago.